Freedom from sin. Embracing sovereignty and grace. Based on the Freedom Journey podcast by Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. and Steve Martin. True freedom doesn't come from trying harder, but from understanding the sovereignty of God and the nature of sin. The concept of control is a comforting but deceptive notion. Human resolutions, no matter how well-intentioned, ultimately fail because they rely on personal strength and determination. God's sovereignty demonstrates that everything in life, successes, failures, and even our missteps, unfolds according to His plan. God is in charge of the story. He is the conductor, the captain, and the author. Humanity is simply along for the ride, a ride that is both purposeful and transformative. Rather than striving to fix ourselves through effort, there is peace in recognizing that we are not in control. Even the things that we view as failures or mistakes are part of a divine narrative written before we were born. The religious world often portrays sin as rebellion against God or deliberate disobedience. But this understanding is incomplete. In its simplest form, sin is missing the mark. In the Hebrew scriptures, the word often translated as sin is also used to describe something that falls short or misses its target. Sin is a failure to achieve the ideal, a falling short of perfection. This definition removes much of the weight that religion places on sin. Instead of viewing sin as something that distances us from God, we can see it as an inevitable part of the human condition, woven into our existence by the Creator for a purpose. Romans 11:36 explains that everything comes out of God, operates through Him, and will ultimately return to Him. This includes our sins and failures. God, as the sovereign author, has written every detail of our lives, including our misses, for a divine purpose. Understanding this truth allows us to see sin differently. It is not something we can overcome through effort or willpower because it is not within our control. Instead, sin is part of a broader story authored by God to teach, refine, and ultimately transform us. This knowledge frees us from the guilt and shame often associated with sin. If God is responsible for writing the story, then even our failures are not mistakes but purposeful parts of His plan. Religious systems often depict justification as God forgiving sins in a way that feels almost magical, turning sinners into saints through some mystical transaction. In truth, justification means that God has accounted for everything, including our failures. These are not accidents or flaws in the plan, but integral parts of it. Justification is not about us trying to make amends for our sins or hiding from our failures. It is about recognizing that God wrote them into the story for a reason, and they will one day be understood and set right. Traditional religious systems are often sin-centered, focusing on guilt, shame, and self-effort to overcome failures. This focus creates a cycle of frustration and discouragement because sin, viewed through this lens, offers no escape. True freedom comes not from striving to fix ourselves, but from understanding that our misses are not who we are. They are actions, but they do not define us. There is no sinful nature within us. The acts we think of as shocking or wrong are not intrinsic to who we are. They are actions written into our lives by God. These failures serve a purpose, teaching us humility and dependence on Him. Life can be understood as a divine drama, with God as the playwright and humanity as the actors. Each person plays their part on the stage, following a pre-written script. While we may not always understand the purpose of our role, we can trust that it fits within a larger narrative aimed at reconciliation and restoration. This perspective transforms how we view ourselves and others. Our actions, both good and bad, are not entirely our own. They are part of a greater story that includes successes, failures, and everything in between. This knowledge allows us to step away from guilt and judgment, embracing grace and peace instead. Why would a loving God include sin and failure in His plan? The answer lies in the concept of contrast. By experiencing good and evil, humanity is being taught invaluable lessons about life, dependence, and grace. As Solomon wrote, God has given humanity experiences with both good and evil to humble us. The ultimate purpose of sin is not condemnation, but restoration. God's judgment is not about punishment, but about setting things right. Every broken system, governments, communities, relationships, and even creation itself, will one day be restored to perfection. This is the end game, a world reconciled to God, where everything that was broken is made whole. True freedom from sin does not come from trying harder to avoid sin or striving for perfection. It comes from understanding that God has written every aspect of our lives, including our misses, into His divine plan. Our actions, no matter how flawed they seem, are part of a greater purpose that we may not fully understand in this life. Freedom from sin is about shifting our focus from ourselves to God. When we fixate on sin, we live in shame, guilt, and frustration. But when we focus on God's sovereignty, love, and grace, we find peace and contentment. This freedom allows us to live without the weight of guilt and the endless striving for perfection. It reminds us that we are perfectly imperfect now, but one day we will be perfectly perfect in Him. By embracing the truth of God's sovereignty and grace, we can find freedom, not only from sin, but from the burdens of guilt, shame, and self-effort. In this freedom, we can rest, knowing that everything is unfolding exactly as it should, according to His perfect plan.